You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago on 720 WGN.
7-Eleven, Jordan Goodman is better at money than you are, and better at money than I am, and better at money than all of us combined. He joins us, Kev, is it every month?
Yeah, once a month we have Jordan on.
Can't really afford him other than him.
What's that?
Can't really afford to have him on other than him.
Right, just once a month, normally on Wednesdays.
Big money on Jordan, big money. Jordan Goodman has actually saved me a lot of money over the years, and more importantly than saving me money, has made me a better investor and a smarter guy. And for those of you who listen regularly, you know that can't be easy. And he joins us now. The website is, well, let me have him tell you the website. It's your website. Jordan, you tell him.
MoneyAnswers.com, and people need some answers these days because it's been a little on the volatile side. I tried to save another plunge for you this morning, Steve, so our timing is good.
It's always good when we have you on MoneyAnswers.com. With resources, every book Jordan's ever written, love advice,
yes,
how to get your car out of a ditch.
That's good.
It's all there. All right, so let's talk financial ditch. What are you worried about today?
The markets are going to plunge again today, well over 300 points on the Dow. So far, this has been the worst opening of the stock market at the beginning of the year ever. It had been 1932, but we've now surpassed that. We are in a deflationary situation where prices are falling sharply. Oil is down to $27 a barrel. It's incredible. It's just been falling every day by a dollar a barrel or more. On Monday, the Iran sanctions embargo was off. So now Iran is pouring more oil onto an already glutted market, which is why oil is falling further. And the stock market seems to be following oil around the world. So overnight, sharp declines in all of Asia, all of Europe, and we're going to follow through this today.
Let's start with oil. Oil at 27 bucks a barrel is great when you're paying $1.65, $1.75, whatever the number is for gas. It's really, really bad for people that live in oil and gas producing areas in all of the fracking states who thought they had it fixed forever and would never right. have to worry about money again. That economy is a real world economy, and doesn't it have negative effects on us in the long run?
Absolutely. The entire U.S. oil industry right now is not economic, does not make economic sense at $27 a barrel, the entire industry. So you're going to have, you've already had over 250,000 layoffs in the oil business last year. I think it could be double that this year. And it's not only the oil companies, but the oil service companies that service them. It's the banks that lent them money. It's the junk bonds they issued. The entire oil industry is cratering right now domestically. And internationally, I mean, Venezuela is about to default on its debt. Russia is in real trouble. Iran is going to start doing better because they're going to start exporting. But all of our friends are in real trouble now, like Venezuela and Russia. So maybe there's something so good about this, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, well, our friends in quotes, our friends when they need us. But the fact that Iran's going to dump a bunch of oil on the market is good right. in the short term, because any money coming in for them is a positive. But it just deflates everything even further.
Correct. So everything that we're cutting back on, and we have been cutting back on our rigs here, is being made up for by new oil from Iran. Now, the difference is when we do fracking here, maybe it costs $60 a barrel, maybe. There it's $2 or $3 a barrel. So the Saudis and the Iranians have very low costs. So there you're still making money at $25 a barrel, where we're losing a ton of money. So, you know, they have a big advantage over us. And, I mean, some would say it's a conspiracy that the Saudis want to put our fracking business out of business. Well, if so, they're doing a good job of it, because with oil at 27, you're going to see massive layoffs. And this is hitting the companies. It's hitting the individuals. You can imagine what it's doing to the state revenues as well in North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alaska. So there's municipal repercussions of this as well.
Is there an agreed-upon sweet spot for a price of oil per barrel? Is it 40 bucks a barrel, 50 bucks a barrel?
Or I would say more like 60, really. Okay. I mean, at least for the U.S. industry to make money, I would say more in the 60 range. We're not getting back there for a long time. I think we're going to go into the low 20s at this point. I said when oil was in the 50s that we're going to go into the high 20s. People thought I was crazy. Here we are right now. And I think because of the Iranian situation, there is so much oil in the world right now. There are literally tankers, huge tankers filled with oil off the ports of every major oil port
in the
world. They have no place to offload the stuff in Houston and Singapore and Dubai, all over the place. And now they're producing even more on top of an already glutted situation.
And before we finish this part of the discussion, we'll come back with credit cards and student loans in just a second. But before we finish this part of the discussion, the other thing that came up this morning on the opening bell as well, people are going, hold on a second. $1.60 a gallon for gas and the airline tickets are still as high as ever.
Yes.
That's because they leverage long term and don't anticipate prices staying the same. That's their excuse, right?
I do not take their excuse at all. I mean,
but I'm saying that's their they're saying.
Yeah, 50% or more jet fuel is down for them. And recently they were starting to raise fares, not even keeping the same, they're actually raising airfares. It's a total ripoff and people know it. But because of the consolidation of the airline industry, in many cases, people don't have any choice. That's what a monopoly will do. I think they closed the lights on the antitrust department a long time ago, certainly in the airline industry.
It's 7:17. We'll do traffic here, and Mary will update us on the mess, and then more with Jordan Goodman. Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com, and Jordan rejoins us now. All right, Jordan. Credit cards.
Yes.
Give me the resource for credit cards you recommend for everybody and remind people that they don't have to use a credit card from the bank down the street.
That's true. So there's a free website, creditcardperks, PERKS.com, that has all the best deals anywhere in the country. The lowest interest rates anywhere consistently are in Arkansas, where I know you spend a lot of time.
I do.
Hee-haw! You can get about 6 or 7% long-term down there. You can be from anywhere. There are also cards with frequent flyer miles and Disney points, all kinds of different things. You can roll your balances over there and save yourself a lot of money on that. If you have a lot of debt at high interest rates and you can't get another credit card, go to a nonprofit credit counseling place. They can get you interest rates of typically 6, 7%, help get out of debt much quicker than you can on your own. My favorite place there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. They've been doing this for a long, long time. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. They've helped a lot of GM listeners in the past consolidate all debts. They get deals from Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and so on that you can't get on your own and help you get out of debt.
If you are trying to bump your credit card, your credit rating up, I should say, what role do credit cards play in that positively and negatively?
Well, very much so. I mean, the most important thing in your credit score is paying on time. That's about 35% of your score. So where it is, that's where you want to be. But the amount of debt you have is also important, what's called debt capacity, the total amount of debt you've got compared to how much you're using of it. The mix of debt, they like to take a look at. You have credit cards, mortgages, student loans, car loans. If you have a good mix of debt where you're current in all of it, all that's good stuff. But the most important thing is paying your bills on time, which all of your listeners do at all times, I hear.
And how many credit cards is too many? How many is not enough?
The average American has 13 credit cards.
Are you kidding me?
I would say about 4 should be fine.
13?
That is the average, correct. Now, a lot of some.
By the way, average means there's people with a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're talking, you know, if you go to Macy's or Carson's or Pier exactly. One. Yeah, when they say, do you want to open an
account? They may not use them, but they've got them. And that's using what's called debt capacity. So even if you don't use it, it's potential debt outstanding. So that's the average. Now Steve, you're under 100 now. Is that right?
No, I'll tell you the truth. I pump everything through American Express because it's forced discipline to pay your bills on time.
Yes.
And
membership rewards that way, which is a good thing.
Yeah, which is a good thing. But I feel like, you know, that, and I've got, you know, the bank card, but I don't really use a backup card or another card. I feel like I should have another one.
You should. We should get like Disney points. So when you go to Disney World, you get free popcorn or something.
So credit card perks is where I ought to go.
There you go. Credit card perks. You
the idea of me chasing points at Disney for popcorn is amusing. Let me get one call in here and then we'll get these texters as well. We'll take a break too and talk about student loans. This is Brant. Brant, go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a question for you. My wife passed away in November.
Well, condolences.
Well, thank you. And I didn't know if we had any debt or she had any debt. Apparently, she had a debt out, a card, a $5,000 card. It was in her name only, nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. I got a letter a little while ago stating this company was sorry about her death and everything, and they want to know who's paying the bill. Am I obligated to pay this?
Not if you're not your name is not on it. No, you are not.
Okay, good. That's kind of what I thought.
They may have a case against her estate if her estate had assets and it's going through a will or probate. they may have a chance at that. But if your name, if you did not sign it, it is not your debt. No, you do not have to pay for it.
Even though they're married?
It depends who signs on the credit card.
Okay.
If your name was not on that credit card bill, you are not responsible for it.
Yeah, it's Brent. And Brent, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. More with Jordan Goodman coming up in just a second. All right. Now, every time we have an opportunity to give away a Hawks ticket, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, we like to make it as interesting as possible. And I thought maybe caller 720 this morning. But instead of that, once again, we have asked the celebrity to stuff a puck in their pants.
Oh.
So I'm going to give away a few clues now. And based on the clues, the first correct caller, 312-981-7200, who can name the celebrity with a puck in their pants, will win what, Kevin?
They will win a pair of tickets to Sunday night's game against the Blues. And they'll also be entered to win a season ticket package for next season, four tickets for next season, thanks to Four Seasons.
Pretty exciting. By the way, the Hawks are automatic pilot.
They're rolling right now.
12 in a row.
Fun to watch.
12 in a row. Don't tell me about Patriots dynasty. Don't tell me about any other anything you want to point to as a sports dynasty around this country of ours. You've got to put the Hawks right in the middle of it, right in the middle of the discussion.
After an offseason where people were a little worried, Patrick Sharp moving on, Brandon Saad moving on, and they haven't missed a beat. They are destroying teams right
now. It's amazing. Here are your clues. This person is a celebrity, though. This person is literally legendary and commands respect.
Hmm.
This person's an entrepreneur. And this person is known for catching criminals.
Oh, I know.
Chasing and catching criminals.
No, I don't know.
You thought you knew, didn't you?
I thought I did know.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Legendary. Commands respect. An entrepreneur.
Catching criminals.
Now, you wouldn't think an entrepreneur would catch criminals, but in this case, it's true.
Oh, I know. No, I don't.
Okay. First correct caller, 312-981-7200. More with Jordan Goodman after the big story coming up on 720 WGN. And we already have a winner based on those clues?
Smartest audience in the world.
It's amazing to me. Legendary, commands respect, an entrepreneur who chases criminals. You guys have any idea?
None.
It's just
legendary and chases criminals.
I kind of did.
Chris Hansen from How to Catch a Predator?
No.
Oh.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie, you're the smartest listener.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Before you say the name.
Okay.
How did you know? I mean, I don't know if you can answer that question without saying the name.
It's the first name that popped in my head. He fit the description just right.
It is a he. Can I give you one more, see if you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Has dabbled in the movie business.
Oh, they gave it away. I still don't know.
Debbie, who is it?
It's Bill Curtis.
Hi, I'm Bill Curtis, and I've got a puck in my pants, and it's really crowded.
Oh, Big Bill, woo! Love it. Of course, because he has American Justice, Cold Case Files, sure.
I didn't even get to Tallgrass. Going to say makes a mean steak.
Yeah.
Debbie, brilliant job. You have won these tickets. And by the way, it's a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks and the Blues on Sunday. You'll be entered to win four season tickets for next year, all courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingandcooling.com or on Facebook. And thank you, Debbie.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hold on, and we'll do the big story now and then come back with more Jordan Goodman. Darling, is what I need. From the 773, good morning, WGN. Hi, Steve. I won Hawks tickets for the December 27th game. Thank you very much. We had a great time. The day I won the tickets, Patty Vasquez had a puck in her pants. Yes, more and more celebrities are lining up. It's a lot like when Dancing with the Stars caught on, where people just wanted to be on it. They wanted to be a part of it. And this morning, once again, in case you missed it, just moments ago, a true Chicago legend, if not a national legend, stuff the puck in his pants.
Hi, I'm Bill Curtis, and I've got a puck in my pants, and it's really crowded.
He's not kidding. He's a big sports fan. He's got a Bears helmet in there. You know, he's got a bag of baseballs. He's got a lot of stuff going on there.
All in his pants.
All there. Bill Curtis.
He's awesome.
Oh, Big Pants Bill. That's what we like call him. Let me go back to Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com, and jump to a couple more calls here quickly. Hey, Joe, what's your issue?
My issue is this. I made an investment with an institution, qualified me for a free, no-fee credit card. But if I remove the investment, which I am seriously thinking of doing, then I'm going to have an annual fee with that credit card. I want to get rid of the credit card. I never use it. But I understand surrendering or canceling a credit card affects my credit score, which I don't want to hurt.
Well, that's how they get you, Joe. What do you think, Jordan?
Well, you're right. If you've been using the card and paying it on time, that's going to help your score. And if you close that card, you're going to lose that good credit history. But it sounds like you haven't been using the card, Joe. Is that correct?
So, Joe, I'm not sure on that.
Years ago and don't use it anymore.
Don't use it anymore. Okay.
It's not going to affect your credit score because you haven't been using it. When you close a card that you've had good experience with, that'll hurt you. But this, you haven't been using it for a long time, so it's not going to hurt your score. And don't worry about some small fee when the main thing is your principal is going to be going down dramatically with what's happening in the stock market here. So close the thing already and get your stuff out of there.
Well, there you go. That's good news. Mike, what's on your mind, Mike?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My IRA has dropped in value to where it is back in 2014. Mm-hmm. I'm scared that it's going to keep dropping. Where can I put my money where it won't keep losing money?
How much has it lost, Mike?
It's lost about $45,000.
Yeah, I hear this all the time. Well, if you keep, and it's in stocks, is that where it is, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to fall further.
What's it as a percentage? How big a drop is that of the total number?
Yeah, what's the total amount in the IRA?
The total amount in the IRA now is $350,000. It was close to $390,000.
Yeah.
So it's dropped about $40,000.
Yeah, so what is that, 15%, something like that?
It's going to go down more, Mike. So I'll tell you what. Here's what you should do. Put it in a safe haven to wait out this, I think, tremendous bear market we're going to see. The Dow is down again this morning. I think it could be down another 30 to 40% this year. This is going to be another
30 to 40%?
Correct. 30 to 40% this year.
I'm not putting you on anymore. There's too much bad news.
I'm just telling you the truth. You know me. I'm just going to tell you the way I think about it.
Sometime you need to lie to me.
Not this one. This is too important.
All right.
And so here's a good safe haven for you, Mike. I've been putting my money in what are called commercial mortgage bridge loans. We've mentioned this on the show before. Lots of GM listeners have done this. There's a website for that, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. It's a way of getting 6% very safely over a one-year time period. You get monthly checks, get your money back at the end of the year. There are no fees whatsoever. It does not trade, does not go up and down. It's not affected by the stock market crashing, as it has been lately. It's not affected by interest rates, by oil prices, by anything. And there you get your money back. And you can do that inside an IRA. You'd have to roll it over into a custodian. And now your money's earning 6% with no possible, you know, basic capital fluctuation of any kind. And now you're hiding out and not going to take further losses. You don't want to lose another $40,000, what you've already lost here. So, again, if that helps you, Mike, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com.
And you can roll that?
And you can roll it into a 401k or into an IRA from his existing IRA. Or out of a 401k, wherever. You can do it inside an IRA. You can do it outside.
As long as he's not taking cash, he's going to be okay.
Correct, tax-wise.
Yeah.
You only have to start taking it at 70 and a half.
Yeah.
But up to that, you can keep your money growing tax-deferred in a regular IRA, tax-free in a Roth IRA. But the main thing, you got to hold on to your principal in this environment. And I mean, we're going to see another bloodbath today on top of what we've already seen this year. And, Mike, I don't want you to lose more principal.
We'll come back with more from Jordan Goodman, or as I like to call him, Darth Goodman, moneyanswers.com, and student loans in just a second, 747. Jordan Goodman rejoins us. Aside from the bright, sunny stock market news, there's that student loan.
Yes.
And repaying student loans is what Kevin's in the middle of now.
Isn't it fun, Kevin?
Oh, it's a blast, Jordan.
Kevin, what do you
pay a month, Kevin?
Yeah, what do you pay a month?
About $265.
And so how long is it going to take you to pay it off?
He'll be 79.
I'll be 79. it's going to take me probably 10, 15 years, something like that.
Yes. Okay, we can take care of that right now. All right, so what you want to do...
You're going to pay for my student loans? I appreciate that, Jordan.
Kind of. It's a little more detailed than that, Kevin. Grab a pen.
Yeah.
What kind of interest rate are you paying, Kevin?
I don't know. I should have had this.
You should know these kind of things.
I know.
You know, in all seriousness, Kevin, you're not alone in this. And everybody who has had their parents take care of their financial life or is just getting into the grown-up world, and I'm not being flip when I say this, you need to get the paperwork out and tell them exactly what they need to know.
Yeah, that's right. So you're probably paying 5%, 6%, something like
but
that.
But you need to know the percentage. You need to know what deal you have.
And saying 10 or 15 years isn't good enough for me. I want to know specifically. You should know your payoff date because you could have a big party then or something.
Yeah, but Kevin, you're not alone. I mean, most people your age are...
Student loan burning party. You know, we used to have mortgage burning parties. Now we could have student loan burning parties.
Most people, Kevin, and I'm not exaggerating here either. Most people Kevin's age, I think, are exactly where you are, Kev. They know that the money's being sucked out of your life, but you don't know why.
Right.
For the rest of your life, basically. All right, so here are the two things you can do. You probably have a 5, 6% interest rate, something like that. You can refinance your student loans to as low as 1.9% and save yourself a ton of money and pay it off quicker that way. A website for that is SoFi.com, SOFI.com/MoneyAnswers. They'll get the best rate when you say it's me. SoFi stands for Social Finance, and they've refinanced over $6 billion in student loans in the last 4 years. It's only about a four-year-old company, but they've been doing this a lot. So that you can refinance them, save yourself a ton of money right there. Second thing you can do, consolidate them. If you've got a whole bunch of student loans in a bunch of different places, consolidate them into one loan at the lowest possible rate. A website for that, consolidatecollege.com. And the third thing you can do, now Kevin can't do this, but other people can, is what's called the Income-Based Repayment Program, the IBR program. If you work for the government, state, local, or federal, or the military, or post office, anything like that. If you work for a nonprofit, 501c3, or if you're considered in financial hardship, which Kevin definitely does not qualify for, you can get that IBR.
Well, you don't know what I pay him.
Sure.
So the same website I just gave you, consolidatecollege.com, this IBR program, you pay the minimum for 10 years. After that, no matter how much you owe, the rest of it's gone.
All right.
Those are some things you can do.
All right, let me jump to a couple of texters here related to this. Got a kid still in college. It says, look, I maybe have an extra $50 a month. Pretty good if you're in college. The extra $50 a month, should I start paying my loan ahead of time? Is that even allowable? That's a good question.
Well, it is allowable, yes, because, I mean, you're in deferment while you're in college. And then they typically give you 6 months when you get out of college to have to start paying on the thing. But, yeah, the earlier you can start paying it, the less you'll have to pay. I mean, $50 isn't going to make much of a difference. I think you should use it on pizza, personally.
Great. Really responsible advice from you, Jordan. Really helpful. Let's see.
Enjoy the experience before the debt comes.
You know? From the 847, my daughter's going to college this coming fall. She has a mutual fund with $28,000 in it, which will pay for a year of school. Since we don't need it until fall, what should we do short-term to protect that amount?
Yeah, if it's in stocks, get out of it now, okay? Because it's not going to be $28,000 come the fall, the way things are going right now. So if you have a mutual fund account, switch it into the money market fund because you've got an immediate need coming up this fall. And that $28,000 is going to be, whatever, $20,000 or less if you just have it in stocks right now. So this is a time to be conservative if you need the money. If you need the money 30 years from now, that's different. But if you've got an immediate need, be conservative. Again, I said the stock market's going to fall 30% or more. I can be as optimistic as possible. You know me, Steve. We've done this for many years. But when the market's going down, I'm going to tell you, and that's what's about to happen.
No, I understand. My daughter has a $50,000 ExxonMobil. Wait and see or sell now. She's 30 years old. I don't know what that means.
She probably owns $50,000 in ExxonMobil stock. That's probably what she's
okay,
saying,
right? So wait and see or sell it now. She's 30.
Sell it now because ExxonMobil and all the oil stocks are going to go down dramatically more from here. They're all losing money. Now, that's the strongest of the strong, so eventually they'll pick up other companies. But, I mean, in the short term, it's going to go down a lot more from where it is. It already has come down. I think oil stocks are going to be the absolute worst place to be with oil. If oil is now 27 and it's going down to the low 20s, if not the teens, that is going to decimate all these oil companies, including the big strong ones like Exxon.
This is a good question. American Express did a deal with Costco that it's going to expire.
Right.
And Costco's going a Visa MasterCard route, apparently.
Right.
When my American Express Costco card closes, will that affect my credit card?
No.
Credit rating.
No, because it's not something you did. You didn't close it. So, no, it will not affect your credit rating, something like that. But that deal, which went on for a long is running out. I think it's in May when they actually stopped the thing. So it will not affect your credit.
Kevin, you found your information?
No, I didn't. But somebody somebody I know close to me asked me to ask a quick question to Jordan.
Yeah. Go for it.
Jordan, I'm guessing you will need the interest rates for this as well. But it says, Kevin, ask him if I have the money to just pay off my student loan. Should I do it now or save it for a down payment or house or something else or invest it?
Well, it depends how much you've got and what kind of interest rate you're paying on it. I mean, if you're at 6-7% on your student loans and pay it off, you get an instant 6-7% return risk-free. So that's a good thing. If you invest it in the stock market, you're about to lose 30%. So that wouldn't be a particularly good place unless you do something like the commercial mortgage bridge loans where you're going to get a 6% return. It's always a matter of what's the alternative use of the money. That's the question you should ask. Paying it off is not a bad thing. Then you start working on the down payment for the house. I'm always in favor of getting out of debt as fast as possible. So that may be their best solution, not only financially, but psychologically.
Thank you.
Is that the same for car loans too, Jordan? I mean, have, say, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 left, you just paid off?
So a car loan is you're lending against a depreciating asset. I always like to say buy things that appreciate and then lend, lease against things that depreciate, like a car loan. But if you have a car loan, you can actually pay that off much quicker. A website for that would be myloangen.com.
Our texters, I got 45,000 in career training loans, and this answers the caller's question as well.
And get
$45,000 in career training loans through Sallie Mae at 13% interest.
Whoa.
Nobody will touch them for consolidations, refi, anything. Any suggestion?
No, they can refi. She hasn't gone to the right place then.
Okay.
Again, that's sofi.com/moneyanswers, and you can get 1.9%. 13% is outrageous.
But why would I give you 1.9 on a 13% loan? Why am I doing that?
That's what they do. It's this company called Social Finance. They have this whole kind of doing good for people kind of thing. It's kind of amazing.
Are they a bunch of old hippies? What's wrong with them?
Yes, they are hippies, actually. They are. They're all in their 20s. But they've got money from hedge funds, so everything's fine.
So you basically buy into a longer term, but at 1.9, who cares?
No, it's a shorter term.
What?
It's typically like 4 years, something like that. I keep trying to save you money, Steve, and you keep resisting. I don't know why that is.
I got to get a positive attitude about your negativity. From the 224, question for Jordan. I got a 401k that's not performing over the last 7 years since the 2008 mess.
Yes.
I'm 52 years old, looking to retire in 10. Where do I roll it? Probably the commercial bridge loan short term?
Absolutely. I mean, if it hasn't done well in the last 7 years, when we've had an enormous bull market, you can imagine what's going to happen this year when the market's going to be down very, very sharply. So, yes, just have your principal be safe in a safe haven. Wait this thing out. Earn yourself your 6% and not have to worry about it. You could roll that 401k money into an IRA rollover and keep it safe, earn yourself 6%, and sleep at night, which I think is a good thing, too. Again, the website, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. I know that's going to be popular this morning.
Moneyanswers.com. Thank you, Jordan Goodman. We're back with the news next. And Dean Richards on 720 WGN.